Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. If you're just tuning in to the program, folks, welcome. And we're a podcast about end time world news, and we have news for Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. And so we cover news from that perspective. You know, we're waiting for the arrival of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And this is end times. Just look at everything that's going around. Just honestly looking. Look at the world, folks. The world is going nuts. It's basically hell in a handbasket. I mean, seriously, it's just absolutely insane and crazy. And we're here as Christians. We're trying to deal with this. And the only way we can deal with this is having faith through Jesus Christ and God, folks. So let me get into today's podcast. And again, welcome if you're brand new and just joining End Time World News. Today's news is brought to you by naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. This is dated Monday, just yesterday, February 20th, 2023. And it's a very interesting article. It basically says, the headline on the article, folks, says, Counterfeit News Network, or CNN, now claims that not getting COVID vaccinated and not wearing masks can cause heart attacks in healthy young people. Well, we know that's not the case. That's nothing but a bunch of made-up, bunch of garbage and everything else like that, folks. But let's get into today's article, shall we? Researchers looked at 10 years of U.S. data for every death certificate that's been filed with the CDC and noticed heart attack deaths were dropping. But then the trend reversed after the pandemic broke. When young people started getting vaccinated for it, especially among the ages of 25 to 44. CNN Talking Heads, editor at the Kaiser Health News, and virus expert is rebuffed and saying that the study isn't quite sure if these young, dead youngsters had COVID, but says that isn't stopping the Counterfeit News Network from blaming the Fauci flu all of a sudden on these heart attacks and among the perfectly healthy adults. It's all because these young folks are more likely to be rebels and not mask up or get the deadly clot shots, claims the Fauci cult spokesperson. They're not even come up with a name for the vaccine violence cover-up of the century. And this is very, very true, folks. I digress a little bit. This is very true. we were caught up as a world. I don't want to say just as a nation, I guess as a nation here in the United States, but as a world, and this Fauci flu, we were caught up, and we believed everything our governments told us. Well, to be honest with you folks, it was nothing but a lie. And so that's what you have to understand, folks. It was nothing but a lie, and it was all made up. It's part of a depopulation scheme to kill off millions, if not billions, of people in the world. The global elitist want to do that. And COVID was a start. They seen how easy it was to scare everybody to death and fool everybody and lie to everybody and kill people off and do it in the guise of a virus. And that's exactly what they did. Murder in the guise of a virus, folks. So let me go back to the article. COVID heart now to blame for spike proteins. Clogs the vascular system so badly that perfectly healthy young adults die of a heart attack. Oh, yes, CNN has come up with a fake new term called COVID heart, claiming that COVID causes such severe inflammation and blood clots that it kills young, healthy adults. But mainly the ones who refuse to wear a mask or get vaccinated early on for COVID, even though the clot shots have shown no significant ability to starve off the COVID virus or even keep people from getting a bad case of it. The misinformation kings are at it again, as always. And unfortunately, part of my family here in Michigan, or three quarters of them, they believe the CNN, and they believe that in Wolf Blitzer and all these clowns on there. They live and die by CNN. That's just the scariest thing I ever seen in my life. All the misinformation kings are at it again, and the term for vaccine damage cover-up is COVID heart. CNN's fake name for a fake condition, for a fake scandemic, where the deadly vaccine could cause vascular clots, and the talking heads at the Counterfeit News Network run for cover for the vaccine industrial complex, and they cover for them. And then, of course, they're still blaming the unvaccinated for deaths across the United States, even though the vaccine science and even science that a mask is not even proved to work from the infection or a death. You know, the apostasies, folks, the apostasies of COVID vaccinated reveal spike proteins invade all vital organs, including the heart. A board-certified embalmer, Richard Hirschman, revealed he's been seeing unnatural blood clots and strange fibrous materials that totally filled the vascular system and clogged arteries and veins of the deceased. I don't know how someone could live.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Something like this inside them, he said, describing the long, stringy, white, elastic, structured, rubbery clots, not blood clots, he's never seen before in his 20 years of this business. These started to appear, folks, these blood clots started to appear a year after COVID vaccine rollout, Hirschman says, further describing the phenomenon of what's witnessed over 70% of the bodies that he's embalmed since the clot rollout, saying that I've been finding a lot of bodies that have been flooded. I mean, literally raised the colleagues, rubbed the blood off your hands and the white stuff holds strong. It does not dissolve. You can break it and stretch it. Although the COVID vaccine rollout, Hirschman says, further describing the phenomenon, what he's witnessed, all 70% of the bodies embalmed with the clot and the shot rollout. What he's been finding is a lot of bodies have been flooded with this material. He's contacted colleagues of his, and they're all seeing the same thing. This is not normal. For anybody he knows. Now, the fake news network, which is CNN, down the road is saying that the best way to avoid COVID heart attack is to get your mRNA COVID jab. That way we'll spread millions more spike proteins through the vascular system, further clogging up the veins and arteries, leading to more serious complications, including pericarditis, myocarditis, irregular heartbeats, heart attacks, sudden death syndrome, aka heart, you know. So folks, like, share, subscribe. If you like the podcast, and it's this time in the podcast right now, folks, here's a simple prayer. If you've not given your life to Jesus and not invited Jesus Christ into your life, here's a simple prayer. It's this time in the podcast where we always try to do this. If you want to invite Jesus into your life and you've not given your life to him, this is a salvation prayer and you can be saved. Just find a quiet corner, find a spot for 4 or 5 minutes. This won't take very long, folks. It's something that you really, really need to do. Again, we're living in the end times right now. Things are very scary. As things are going, first in Palatine, Ohio, and then in Florida, I mean, things are getting crazy. Things are going to get a heck of a lot worse. If you think this is going to end quietly, this is never going to end until the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There will literally be hell on earth. This is nothing. This is the pregame. We're just getting warmed up here. Okay, folks, here you go. If you haven't given your life to Jesus and invited him into yours, here's a simple prayer. This is known as the salvation prayer, one of them. Repeat after me. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place as in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love, your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And folks, if you said that prayer, congratulations. Congratulations to you if you said that prayer. God bless you and congratulations. First thing you need to do is get a hold of a Bible, folks, real quick. Get a hold of a Bible. If you're living here in the United States, you can get one on Amazon if you can't afford it, or on a budget like 99% of us are listening to this podcast. We're on a budget, and if you can't afford something, here's my suggestion. Find a good church that preaches the Trinity, okay? Just find a good church that preaches the gospel, and approach somebody. Approach a senior member, maybe a pastor, a youth pastor, assistant pastor, approach a deacon, approach a member of the church, senior member of the church, and just say, hey, I want to know all about God. I gave my life to Jesus Christ, and I gave my life to God Almighty, and I ask for forgiveness, and I want to know all about God. So can you get me a Bible? And you can ask, and I'm sure the church will provide you with the Bible and get you a good one, folks. The next thing is, as long as you got a Bible, just dig into the Bible. I don't care if it's the start, you get into the book of Genesis or the end, Revelation, or anywhere, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's Jesus' words primarily, a lot of chapters right there. And so whatever it is you get into, folks, whatever it is, just get into the Bible and start reading. And the next step, write all those questions down and find somebody, find a good church, and then ask that senior pastor, that junior pastor, ask that deacon, make some time to go over your questions. Say, hey, what is salvation? Hey, what is this? Hey, when's Jesus Christ coming back again? You know, you can write all your questions down. There's nothing wrong with that, nothing. Write them all down, get them all answered. And once you do get them all answered, then you can move on to the next step. And the next step is you'll probably want to get baptized at some point in time. And that shows your dedication and to Jesus Christ, and your dedication that you're willing to also die for him, since he died for you, and you're willing to die for him. And the baptism signifies the death and the resurrection of Jesus, just like it signifies your death of the old you and the resurrection of the new you. That's just how it is, folks. And so that's something you want to do. So it's been nice, folks. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/ End Time World News. That's redcircle.com/ End Time World News. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Be well, be safe. But most importantly, folks, God bless you and your family. I'm out. See ya. Bye for now.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.